Imagine waking up tomorrow, logging into your router settings, and seeing that hundreds of gigabytes of data were uploaded from your house overnight. You haven't downloaded any massive files, your laptop was off, and nobody broke into your Wi-Fi password. Yet, your home internet has been making tens of thousands of automatic connections to websites across the globe. This is happening to tens of millions of households across the world, and all without a virus ever touching their computer or without anyone physically stepping into their home. In this video, we'll be looking into the major discovery by security researchers that explains how millions of smart TVs are silently sharing your home network, and we'll also break down the exact system making this possible, discuss the serious privacy risk to everyday devices in your house, and end with a step-by-step list of how you can check your own setup and lock it down today. To understand the scale of this issue, let me first share the recent research conducted by cybersecurity firm Spur. Researchers ran a massive audit of over 6,000 applications across two of the largest smart TV operating systems on the market, LG's webOS and Samsung's Tizen OS, and found something pretty concerning. Out of all of the apps tested on the LG platform, 42% were found to contain embedded code designed to route outside traffic through the TV. On Samsung's platform, 26.5% of the tested apps carried the exact same mechanism. When you convert those percentages into actual households, you're looking at tens of millions of devices worldwide that are silently operating as gateways for outside traffic. Now, if you go over to your TV right now, you won't see any specific apps that are clearly trying to share your Wi-Fi. Instead, you'll see programs disguising themselves as normal everyday utilities. Things like free digital clock screensavers, weather widgets, simple card games, or ambient fireplace streams. Now, let me share a bit about how a simple weather widget ends up redirecting third-party web traffic. First, we need to break down two specific technical terms, SDKs and residential proxies. Let's first focus on SDKs, which stand for Software Development Kit. If you're an app developer, you don't want to build every single feature from scratch. If you want your app to show a map, display an ad, or take a payment, you grab a pre-made package of code created by another company and drop it into your app. That pre-made package is an SDK. It saves developers time and effort. Now the second term, residential proxies. When you sign up for home internet, your internet provider gives your home a unique digital address called an IP address. Websites see this IP address and know it belongs to a real household and a residential address. A residential proxy service is a network that takes someone else's web traffic and routes it through your home IP address. When a stranger uses a residential proxy, their computer sends a request to the proxy company. The proxy company then passes that request to a device sitting inside your home, like a smart TV. And your TV then sends it out to the internet. To the website receiving the request, it looks like you made it from your living room. When a developer puts a residential proxy SDK into a smart TV app, your television turns into an exit node for the network. This brings up an obvious question, which is why an app developer would put this inside a television app in the first place. It comes down to how cheap apps make money. If a developer builds a basic fireplace screensaver, very few people are going to pay $3 to download it. If they put full screen pop-up ads on a screensaver, it defeats the entire purpose of having a relaxing video playing in the background. So proxy companies approach these app developers with a proposal. They basically say, you can include our SDK in your app, you don't have to show your users any annoying ads, and instead, whenever your app is open or running in the background, we'll use a small portion of the user's internet connection. We will sell that connection to our business clients and we'll give you a cut of the profits. When you download one of these free apps, a terms of service box pops up. It might say something along the lines of agree to share idle system resources for an ad-free experience, and most people want to get straight to the app, so they simply click agree. But the research from Spur uncovered something even more deliberate. In many cases, these weren't independent developers making innocent apps and getting approached by proxy companies. The proxy companies themselves built the apps. They created basic, low-effort utility apps, published them to the TV app store in bulk, and used them as traps to build a massive network of always-on hardware. And while having strangers pass traffic through your router is bad enough, the actual danger goes far deeper than just using your bandwidth. And it has to do with how your home network is structured internally. There's two distinct reasons why having a proxy SDK on your smart TV is a serious security concern: legal liability and local network scanning. First, let me share a bit about the liability. Residential proxy networks are often marketed as tools for market research, price comparison, or ad verification. But in reality, they're heavily bought and used by automatic bots, web scrapers, and malicious actors. This is because if a bot tries to scrape thousands of web pages or attempt multiple login guesses from a commercial data center, it gets blocked immediately. But if those requests are spread across thousands of real home IP addresses, including yours, it blends in with normal human behavior. If those requests violate terms of service or trigger security alerts, the digital trail doesn't point to a bot operator. It points directly to your home address. Second, and more concerning, is local network vulnerability. Your smart TV doesn't sit on an island. It sits inside your local network firewall. It shares a connection with your personal computer, your phone, your network attached to storage drives, and your smart home devices. When an app turns your TV into a proxy, it creates a bridge inside your perimeter. If the proxy service fails to strictly isolate the traffic, or if a rogue client sends requests aimed at internal IP addresses, your TV can be instructed to probe and scan other devices connected to your Wi-Fi. Unlike a phone or laptop, a smart TV is plugged into your wall 24/7, rarely enters a full shutdown state, and has no battery meter to warn you that heavy network activity is taking place in the background. Now, you might wonder why the app stores themselves didn't catch this during their security reviews. This is where we see a stark difference in how different tech companies manage their ecosystems. Platforms like Amazon Fire TV and Roku have explicit policies prohibiting proxy SDKs. Amazon's developer agreement strictly bans apps that share network bandwidth for third-party monetization, and Roku actively removes apps that attempt to integrate these kits. LG and Samsung, on the other hand, maintained looser guidelines for years, treating these SDKs as acceptable monetization methods as long as some form of user consent was presented. Following the publication of the security research, LG announced updates to its policies to ban proxy SDKs from the webOS store and require developers to update or remove affected applications. This is a step in the right direction. However, policy changes take time to enforce, and Samsung has been slower to institute sweeping bans. A policy change on an app also doesn't automatically delete an app that is already installed on your TV and sitting in your living room. So how do you take control on your own network and ensure your devices aren't being misused? Let me share four practical steps that you can take today. First, uninstall unnecessary apps. Go to your app management screen, look for any utility app you don't explicitly need. This includes things like free clock apps, ambient screensavers, weather widgets, or obscure casual games. If it's an app from a developer you don't recognize, delete it, and try to stick to well-known mainstream apps. Second, review consent prompts. If an app ever prompts you to share idle bandwidth, support free development, or agree to secondary background data terms, always decline. Legitimate media streaming services do not require you to share your internet bandwidth with third parties to function. Third, move smart TVs to a guest network. This is the single best security practice for any smart home device. Log into your home's router admin panel and enable the guest network feature. Connect your smart TVs, streaming sticks, and smart appliances to this guest network Wi-Fi instead of your primary network. This is because guest networks are isolated by default. Even if an app on your TV runs a proxy SDK, that traffic is redirected to the TV itself and cannot interact with your personal computer, smartphone, or file storage. Fourth, consider an external streaming box, or dumb TV. If you want complete peace of mind, disconnect your smart TV from Wi-Fi entirely. You can use the TV purely as a display panel and attach a dedicated streaming device like an Apple TV or Amazon Fire Stick, which will enforce stricter developer policies and receive more frequent security updates. Smart TVs have become remarkably inexpensive over the last few years, but as hardware margins shrink, software monetization fills the gap. When an app offers a free service without showing traditional ads, your household bandwidth is often who's paying the bill. Taking the 10 minutes to audit your installed apps and isolate your television on a guest network gives you back full control over your home Wi-Fi. Please subscribe and let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Thank you.